You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Earlier this week, we saw and heard the one and only U.S. Senate debate between John McCain and Ann Kirkpatrick. Ads for Sheriff Joe Arpaio and challenger Paul Penzone have been ubiquitous. And as you just learned from reporter Will Stone, competition to serve on the Arizona Corporation Commission is increasing in intensity. With early ballots going out today, we'll review those races and more with Felicia Rodolini, former Attorney General nominee. Felicia, welcome.
To be here.
And also, Wes Gullet is here. He's currently the CEO of OH Strategic Communications. Wes, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Felicia, I want to start with you on the McCain-Kirkpatrick debate. There's a lot flying around. Obviously, there are a lot of ads. Senator McCain has a lot of money, a lot of name recognition. Were there any issues that Ann Kirkpatrick could have hit Senator McCain on, legitimate issues that she didn't take advantage of?
Well, I believe that she was consistent in her criticalness of John McCain's lack of record in helping Arizonans. She could have probably hit that a little harder. I mean, he has been in public office 33 years, and she could have taken a page out of Donald Trump's playbook and had said, what have you done for the last 33 years? Really? You can name two or three things over and over and over again. I think that was an area where she could have hit harder. She has been a consistent campaigner. I think that the race will be close, and anyone who watched that debate had already made up their mind on who they were voting for. I think it was just a matter of fans of either one of those candidates wanting to see who did better.
And West Senator McCain certainly loves the stage, has been very good at it for a long time, always accepts the challenge and has a lot of points to make. How do you think he came across if there were any undecided people watching?
Well, I think John did a great job. I watched it. I thought I was surprised at how good he did. And considering the consistent criticism, you're too old, you've been there too long, you haven't done enough for Arizona, I thought he took all those issues on. And the great thing about the debate was it was mostly about policy, and we hadn't heard that. So it was like, oh my goodness, in a political campaign, we're actually talking about issues.
Well,
and I thought that was really, I thought that was refreshing.
I think Ann Kirkpatrick gets credit for that because there was an awful lot of the debate about blaming her for Obamacare, blaming President Obama for all of the woes of the last 8 years, and then trying to tie her into it. And there were times where she said, I want to talk about the issues in Arizona and what's important in our economy and the development of Arizona.
But what about the fact that in both cases, and this happens, I'm sure, in Senate races all the time, but Kirkpatrick is the stand-in for Clinton, and of course the ads have Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, which we always see. And on the McCain side, it's, oh, you know, you're tied to Trump, and how come you didn't unendorse him earlier? Do voters get value from that if the candidate they're voting for locally is so tied to the candidate, even if in a lot of cases it's they barely know the candidate at the top of the ticket?
Well, Felicia and I were talking about this earlier, and it is – this is an election that I haven't seen this kind of election devoid of policy. There's not a policy set – that the people, it's personality driven. It's all about the personality. And so I think the public is kind of, and that's all we hear about is the presidential campaign. And so I think that when you hear and talk about policy, it's kind of refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Obamacare is a policy issue. And so I'm hammering her on that, especially considering that there's a lot of people who are not doing well under Obamacare. And you can argue that a lot of people got coverage, but now it's prices are going up.
Well, I think it's difficult to debate someone who is blaming you for a lot of things you had nothing to do with or very little to do with. But I think that the ads this cycle are going to be less effective than in past cycles. And in Ann Kirkpatrick's case, she's had $8+ million of attack ads against her before, even the same ads that we're seeing now, and she's won. This is a year where the voters are so polarized that it's not going to be persuasion. It's going to be voter turnout across the United States. And I think that this is why all the races are going to be close.
And let's move past McCain and Kirkpatrick now and go to another race that seems personality-driven as well, as it always is, with Sheriff Joe Arpaio defending against Paul Penzone. Now, Wes, last time around, it was the closest race of Arpaio's career, and now with all the money that Sheriff Joe Arpaio has in the war chest, a lot of that's been used to bring up accusations against Paul Penzone. At this point, and the timing of now the federal prosecution of the sheriff, who's voting for him? Because obviously a lot of people will.
I knocked on 10,000 doors when I was running, and the first question I always got was, where are you with the sheriff? And you never knew how to answer it, right? But everybody wanted to know how you were with the sheriff. That was 4 years ago, ancient history. Today, though, Joe Arpaio has a following that is intense. Mm-hmm. And this indictment by the federal government is, or saying they're going to charge him, is going to increase his fundraising. There's no question, and it's going to be one of the best fundraising days today of his campaign. And what he does with that money is going to be interesting to see. Because when you can tell your story and the other guy can't, it makes a huge difference. And so, it's going to be really, 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 really close.
And Felicia, briefly before the break, please.
I agree. The closest race of his career was with a Libertarian candidate. There is no Libertarian candidate this time around. It's just Paul Penzone and Joe Arpaio. But the folks that are going to vote for him will vote for him if he's sitting in a jail cell. I think this is going to be super close. There's more voters than last time that will vote for Paul Penzone, and the polling is showing that. But I think I can't wait till Election Day on this.
That's Felicia Rodolini. Also here is Wes Gullet. We'll continue our conversation about November's elections and the impact on Arizona coming up next on Here and Now. It's KJZZ's Here and Now. Good morning. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix with Felicia Rodolini and Wes Gullet. We're talking about some of the Arizona races coming up next month as early ballots go out today. Felicia, earlier in the program, Corporation Commission got a lot of attention. Another big debate last night. This was an agency that did not get much attention, but it has a tremendous amount of power. What are you looking for going forward? Not necessarily who wins, but what issues are going to be key? Is Bob Burns, if he stays on, is his fight with APS going to continue? Are we going to forget this kind of thing, or will this always be lingering?
It will always be lingering. It's about integrity. It's about conflicts of interest on the Corporation Commission, which is considered the fourth branch of Arizona's government. It's an independent body who creates monopolies. They created the Arizona Public Service as a regulated monopoly. And so we are always going to have issues there. And I think Bob Burns's fight is courageous. It's a crusade that he really believes in. And this is a gentleman who is not, he's a moderate Republican, but I think he's also a very conservative legislator, highly regarded, highly respected. And he sees something that's wrong. And it's unfair and it's unjust, and he wants to get to the bottom of it, and that is popular and that is important.
I've never really heard Bob Burns called a moderate, though.
No, I don't. Did I call him a moderate? I don't think I called him a moderate.
But I think the solar industry right now. I read my mail when it comes to the House. Everything about the Corporation Commission that I have received to date has had a solar emblem on it. They paid for it. They're doing the exact same money, the exact same thing. And when they were hammering about dark money, no one's hammering the solar industry on the unbelievable amount of money that they're spending. They're spending millions of dollars to get people elected. Now, I love solar energy. I just don't want to pay for my neighbor or somebody in Paradise Valley who's got a solar array on their house. I don't think it's fair to me. So I think those issues are fair, and they're going to talk about those things. And I think the Republicans are going to be committed to renewable energy, too, because you got to be. You have to be. And so I think – and the fact that Boyd Dunn is a former judge, I think, is going to come through in the election. People don't really appreciate that, but that's important when you're in a judicial format like the Corporation Commission.
So with the accusations against APS, which have not been proven, but that most people sort of assume is the case, have we seen less of APS involved during this time around? And has that allowed some solar advocates to sort of up their influence in this case?
We've seen less of APS partly because they have had to go radio silent as a result of the 2014 election cycle. And what we know has been in the public is that there's investigations going on. And frankly, they've all lawyered up. And they can't really continue to be in the public eye in the same way. It does give the solar industry a perfect opportunity to do the same thing. But that goes back to what Bob Burns wants to do. He wants to create rules that apply to everyone in this regard.
Right, and it was a brilliant political strategy. You freeze up the utilities, you get a free run, the solar guys get a free run. The investigation, from reading the news, it looks like it might have bubbled out of this. The solar guys always are talking about it when it comes up. However, so now you've got a one-sided situation, I think, in a race where there's no money for the candidates. And this is the hard part. When there's no money for the candidates to be able to use a microphone of their own and tell us what right. they really think, but we have other people telling that story, we get kind of a weird view of it.
Well, let's talk about Bill Mundell and Tom Chabon. They are clean election candidates, and that is their handicap in that they don't have the money to get on TV and to generate the kind of name recognition they need. However, they're both well-known. Bill Mundell was on the Corporation Commission and can take credit for many of the policies back in the early 2000s that led to the solar industry having an opportunity to flourish. And so those two are going to be formidable. And we know that it's close. Wes is winking at me, and I can kick him under the table. So I've already done it by accident. So it's a close race. And it is going to be a great opportunity to get some Democrats on the Corporation Commission.
Yeah, it will be. And since there aren't any Democrats in statewide office, it would be really
refreshing.
But I think it's going to be really close, too. I think all these races are going to be really close. And I think that it'll be very interesting to see how it all turns out. And I think we've got really good candidates running. I like the Republicans a little better than the Democrats.
Never mind.
Guys, just about 2 minutes left, but I want to make sure we hit something that is a bigger picture item for me. It's not on the ballot this time, but it was almost going to be, and then there were some money issues. Is Arizona going to see a top two primary sort of format on the ballot again at some point? And would that be good for the state in general, for people to work together better? Wes?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a good... I don't think California and Louisiana are models that we want to go for. In California, they're always playing it. It's ridiculous. I think it'd be dangerous, especially what we really need to have is fair districts and more competitive districts in our state. If we have that, then we don't have to worry about all
legislative and congressional.
Yeah. Yes. And I think that, I think the legislature is better to draw those than a commission.
I would agree. We need to, it's not about the top two tier election process. We need to have funds for these candidates. We need to reform the clean election system completely. It's not working for anyone. And I think that that is where we should focus our efforts.
And briefly, not to spring this one on you guys late, but just briefly, any upsets you see in Arizona? Do you see any incumbents losing of any of the major races, maybe ones we touched on, maybe ones we didn't?
I think we're going to wake up the day after the election and we're going to be like, wow, that was a lot to do about the same.
I disagree. I believe that the top of the ticket, Hillary Clinton, is going to help all of the candidates down ballot. The top of the ticket on the Republican side is going to hurt all of the Republicans down ballot, including the Maricopa County candidates, including Helen Purcell, including Joe Arpaio, including Bill Montgomery. We have a viable candidate named Diego Rodriguez, who's running for county attorney. If it goes the way some believe, and that the new registered voters out there who are off the radar and not getting surveyed in any polls vote, we could have a very different Arizona and a very different Maricopa County the morning after the election.
Brief rebuttal, Wes, or no? She came at you strong right there.
Yeah, she did. And she's very good. She's a very good debater. But I don't buy it. I'm not buying it. I think that Hillary may win Arizona, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, I don't think that her coattails are very long.
Wes Gullet is CEO of OH Strategic Communications, and Felicia Rodolini, attorney and former attorney general nominee. Great to have you both here. Thanks.